Nicola Willis is the 2IC for the National Party. It's nice to get a mix between Nicola and Chris. Thanks for joining us on the program. Tuhine. Tēnā koe, Nicola.
Oh, tēnā koe. Great to be on the show.
Thanks very much. Obviously, we just spoke about the signing off of a treaty settlement for the people in the central North Island. So if elected National, how dedicated are you to ensure that treaty settlements continue so that perhaps one day we can see, even in our lifetimes, Nicola, that they may be a kaupapa of the past?
Look, we are very dedicated to resolving treaty settlements. We're proud of our track record in the last National government of advancing a really large number of settlements, because we think they're an important way to recognise the wrongs of the Crown in the past, to provide some redress, and also to allow people to move forward with resources to invest for the future of their iwi. So very committed to the treaty settlement process.
I see that one of the key parts of the election plan and a biggest policy, it's transport. Obviously a key component in growing our economy and unlocking housing, lifting incomes. But in order to have transport, you need to have a good infrastructure like roads, and yours is quite ambitious with four-lane highways linking our major centres. You've got to think bold for these sorts of projects to get some steam and become a reality. What would you say of the need for traffic infrastructural investment to get people and our economy moving?
This is really important investment, and anyone who has struggled to get to work, to get from one place to another, wasting time, stuck in congestion, will tell you that if you don't have good enough transport infrastructure for the amount of cars and people you need to move, then you are holding back your productivity and you're holding back the time you have for growth and productive activity. So roading infrastructure is critically important. It's also important for resilience that we have really good roads. And it's also important that as we look to the future, we prepare for more growth. We want more New Zealanders. We want a growing economy and a growing country. So we need to have the infrastructure to support that.
Tēnā koe, leaky lips sink ships, and it seems to be what's happening to the government. I see you're sort of cool with the leak about Labor's tax policy, including taking GST off fruit and vegetables. What's the story there, Nicola? Isn't that a good thing to be doing, given the cost of living pressures on households?
Well, look, there are massive cost of living pressures on households, and National's really conscious of that. We've got to sort out the inflation that's been driving big price increases. You know, in the past year alone, Dale, fruit and vegetable prices in New Zealand have gone up 22%. That's a massive leap. So we have to deal with the underlying issues that are driving that. And that's about getting rid of some of the costs that have added to the costs for farmers and food producers. It's about making sure that we don't have wasteful government spending driving along inflation. But it's also, and National has been saying this for some time, about making sure that New Zealanders are paying a fair amount of tax. We want to reduce taxes really in the most direct way, which is by reducing the tax people pay on their income. And the good thing about that approach is we know that every dollar we take off will go straight into the bank account of a working person. The alternative approach of removing GST off food, that's one that's been criticised actually by Labor's own ministers over the years, including by Grant Robertson, the finance minister, because as he's pointed out, it could actually be that the supermarkets benefit most, because there's no guarantee that the reduction in the GST charge all goes to you or other shoppers. Some of it may be absorbed by shop owners, by people in the supply chain along the way. So it's just not the most direct way of providing assistance to people.
Tēnā koe, Nicola. Now, we're getting into, some might say, the Americanisation of politics. I know that Chris is getting some media training, which is very appropriate. You come out of corporate New Zealand, you're not facing a barrage of cameras as you are daily, and I know you find that fairly comfortable, Nicola. You seem to roll with the punches. But this sort of image that you project to potential voters has become so important. And likewise, these sort of lines, back on track for you, in it, back on track for the Nats, in it for you, for Labor. There exists a sort of superficiality that might be slightly off-putting. Have you detected a change in style of politicking and campaigning during the period that you have been involved in politics, Nicola?
It's a really interesting question, and I'd like to reflect some more on it. I don't think so. I think politics has always been about how you connect with people and how you communicate what it is that you want to achieve and how you want to achieve it. And there's lots of different ways we do that. You know, at the weekend I was going door knocking. I was talking to people on their doorsteps. Sometimes we're sending people letters. Sometimes we're putting ads on TV. Sometimes we're talking on the news. So there's lots of different ways that we do it. We have to be realistic that not everyone has time to sit down today and read all 20 pages of National's transport policy document, which we'll be releasing. Some people will just see a couple of things that we say on the news. They might hear a couple of slogans, and if they're interested, they'll read some more. So we've got to communicate with the detail and the substance, but also in a catchy way that gets people's imaginations and gives them a sense of what we're about. And I think politicians, like anyone else in any other job, we've constantly got to be looking at how can we do this better, how can we make sure people connect with us and understand us. And yeah, that means doing a bit of training, taking a bit of criticism, and ensuring that we're constantly getting better at our game.
A lot of talk about taxing the uber wealthy in our country more. And then we've got this issue that has been raised about the many vacant homes in our country, which you can see if you drive around Auckland, there are a stack of them. Obviously, some investors are land banking them, Nicola. And I noticed that your party hasn't released its tax policy yet. Why not? And when can we expect an announcement so voters have plenty of time to consider the merits or otherwise of what you're proposing and be better informed before they go to the polls, given that we're only about a month away from early polling? So tax looms, as always, in elections as a very important issue. Can we anticipate from National a significant change in approach here, tax-wise, going into October?
Well, voting won't start until October, so we're still at least 2 months away from that. And traditionally, political parties have released their big policies close to the election in the election campaign. National, for our part, has made clear the minimum commitments that we have made in tax, so that's about adjusting the tax thresholds. Anyone who wants to see what that would mean for them on their income and for their family can go to our website where there's a tax calculator. You can put in your income, it spits out how much you'll get back, and it tells you the detail of our policy, including our family boost payment to give a rebate on childcare costs of up to $75 a week. So that is all set out. What we've also said is before the election, we will clearly set out how we're going to fund that in each year that it applies. And we'll be doing that shortly. And that's to make sure that we've got the most up-to-date information and that we're communicating clearly with people.
A Māori policy? Look, I know that you're proud of Kahurangi Blue, the Māori input. There have been many Māori who supported the Nationals over the years, and perhaps you're feeling that it on the ground could be growing as well as dissatisfaction with what's been occurring over the last 6 years sets into New Zealand communities, including Māori. But from a Māori perspective, I guess the reality that that life for you would involve teaming up with ACT, and many Māori voters feeling that ACT's seen as extremists that might take Māori kaupapa back decades. Are you going to distance the National Party Māori policy from ACTs? And how might you speak to this to our Māori audience this morning, Nicola?
We're always focused on putting forward the policies and approach that National thinks is best. And you will have seen that at this election, we're really proud to be standing candidates in the Māori seats for the first time in many, many years. We're standing Hine Rangwa Te Ho in the Tamaki Makaurau seat, and we're standing Hariti Hipango in the Te Tau Ohoaru seat. And the reason we're doing that is that we believe that National's story, National's commitments are best for all New Zealanders, Māori New Zealanders, non-Māori New Zealanders. We know that Māori are very concerned about the cost of living. Well, National has plans to strengthen the economy so we can reduce the cost of living and lift incomes. We know many Māori New Zealanders have been concerned about crime in their communities. Well, National has a series of policies for ensuring that there are good consequences for criminals to prevent crime in the future. And we know that Māori New Zealanders are concerned about education standards. We're proud of our track record in terms of helping with the establishment of Kōhanga Reo, supporting Kura Kaupapa, and that great work. And we know that Māori can be concerned about health services, as many New Zealanders are, as waiting lists grow. And in Dr. Shane Reti, we have a health spokesman who is really committed to getting the nurses and doctors we need, training them up and ensuring we're setting targets for better patient services. So we're confident that our policy platform does deliver for Māori. Under MMP, you can spend time explaining other people's policies, but our goal is actually to explain ours and to make sure that we're offering a really good vision for the future.
Tēnā koe, Nicola. Thanks for sharing some kōrero. Look forward to our next opportunity to have a kōrero. Ngā mihi nui kā koe tuhi ne. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe, Nicola Willis, joining us on our show. Everyone's